This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, this is Mike Golick for Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. So in baseball, you can go 1-for-3 and still have a good night, but not when you're serving USDA Prime Steaks. Luckily, Ruth's Chris is always at the top of their game. Each night, they serve up their hand-selected steaks tender, juicy, and sizzling on a 500-degree plate so they stay hot and delicious to the very last bite. You have to respect that kind of consistency. It's a lot like me, except the only thing I'm serving up in the morning is beatdown zucchini. Visit your local Ruth's Chris today.
Kenny Mayne taking calls.
I just got a new razor myself, so yes, I do believe that grooming is important to the world of sports. Point guards just don't look right wearing full beards. Next caller. Hockey players, we get it. You're scruffy, you're Canadian. Tighten it up, eh? Next. I just think a lot of athletes would benefit from the Gillette Fusion Pro Glide razor.
What does that have to do with New York's bullpen?
Not a thing. Next, we go to Shave from Washington, D.C.
It's Dave.
Whatevs.
New Gillette Fusion Pro Glide. It turns skeptics into believers by turning shaving into glide.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith gets pass knocked away by Ritschka. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Mike. And glad to have you along with us on the program today. I haven't been sitting behind this microphone in this studio for like a week and a half. We've been on the road. I was out yesterday at the Cox Classic. And what a muggy day we got today, folks. Be safe out there. If you're working hard, well, take an extra little break because you deserve it. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And, of course, the Dent Popper inbox open for your suggestions, your comments, your inquiries, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up on the program today, our 12 teams in 12 days continues with Kansas State. We'll talk with the voice of the Wildcats. Wyatt Thompson is going to join us on the program today. Also, from St. Andrews, Ryan Harrington from Golf World, senior writer for Golf World, is going to join us to preview the British Open, and he will be joining us in just a little bit here as well on the Doug and Daddy Show.
So not, it's a not muggy there. Not
it's
muggy
it's
there.
Raining, wind blowing, guys trying to get used in their practice rounds of playing in this weather, and it's just a little crazy out there.
Coverage begins 3 a.m. on your television dials, 90% chance of rain, 61 is the high, and those winds are kicking up. It should be a miserable, miserable British Open to get things started at least tomorrow. Then the chance of rain drops off to about 50 or 60 for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, a lot of rain.
420. Does
it fall off that far now?
Yeah. Saturday and Sunday it said 20. At least that's what it said this morning.
Okay.
That's what it said.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. And we'll get predictions. We'll see who you like to win this British Open. People are starting to get back on the Tiger Woods bandwagon a little bit here, and he is the favorite. Of course, they're able to wager a few shillings or whatever, pounds or dollars, over in jolly old England and at the old course at St. Andrews. So we'll talk about that coming up on the show as well. But the All-Star game last night, more about pitching than it was about offense. One base hit was the key in this one. Brian McCann of our Atlanta Braves, 3-1, they get the victory.
You picked the Atlanta Braves. I don't know if you saw Brian McCann being the All-Star that would be the MVP of the All-Star game, Doug. But, yeah, it was pitching. And, you know what, great play in the outfield by Ryan Braun. I thought it was maybe a broken wrist waiting to happen as he dove to catch that ball, but really, really well played, other than the one error by the Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher, which is one of those balls that totally got away from him. Take that away, it was about as well of a played All-Star game as there could have been.
So the National League will have home field advantage when it comes to the World Series. And, you know, interesting, this is the first time that they will have the home field since they changed the rule. And the victory ends a 13-year winless streak, 7-game losing streak. Of course, in the middle there, there was the tie ball game. And that's what was the precursor to making the change and giving the winner the All-Star game home field advantage in the World Series. And you know what? I don't have a problem with that. Some people moan and complain about that every year around this time, and they'll do it again at the World Series. Somebody's got to have the home field advantage.
Ooh, let's rotate it back and forth every year.
Ooh, who has the best record? You can't go with that. You're not playing the same competition. So what's wrong with this? I like the tweak. I don't think that it's been any problem. You know what? You're going to have to probably win a game on the road in the World Series anyway to win the World Series.
It's the only All-Star game that matters. I mean, for all intents and purposes, it matters.
Yeah, it has. There is something that is based on the outcome. Besides the other activities, the NHL, the NBA, Major League Soccer, lacrosse, the Pro Bowl,
Major League Soccer All Star Game. I missed that one the last couple years. I'll be honest.
They had like the Major League Lacrosse All Star Game on sometime here in the last week. Really, really, really. I got baseball on ESPN. I got golf on ESPN. I got the World Cup on ESPN. And that's over. So there you go. An exciting match last night. The U.S. national women's team was in Omaha at Creighton. I know you talked a lot about that on the show yesterday when they took on Sweden. Yeah, I'm sure there was a lot you talked about on the show yesterday. Also, they've got the U.S. versus Japan national baseball game coming up next Wednesday at Rosenblatt Stadium in Omaha, where a number of former players or players that played in the College World Series are going to be on hand for that ball game coming up next Wednesday in Omaha. Jackie Bradley Jr., just a whole bunch of names you might remember from the CWS.
Hey, that's another thing going on in Omaha you don't realize, I guess, when you're looking at things. Cox Classic's coming up. Doug, you mentioned getting a chance to play the course. What were your impressions of getting to play the Champions Run?
Well, the one thing about playing Champions Club is that when you go out there and play it, we played it in a scramble format, thank God. I mean, it's either a good shot or you drop a ball and hit it again because you're not going to find it. I mean, nice fairways, some wide, some not. And then when you get back in there a little bit, they're just unfindable. There's a little bit of rough and then unfindable. It's not what you see on TV from week to week. You know, you watch a PGA event, you don't see this this type of course. It gets into rough, and then it's trees or out of bounds. Here, it's garbage. I mean, it's just a lot of British Open can't find the ball stuff. So great course. The thing that amazes you, they have five sets of tees, and where you look, you turn around from where we're teeing off at, and you look back at how far these guys are going to be teeing off from. And on some of those holes,
you
it's 100 yards
tees
farther back. We played the middle tees, I just said. Sure. You turn around and you find they're 100 yards farther back on some of these. And, of course, most of those guys are going to end up where we were hitting from anyway. That's the whole point of the staggered tees. But they're expecting more. They're building up more. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Cox Classic here on the Doug and Daddy Show, so be listening over the next week for that. We will be at the Cox Classic the last week in July. We go to Big 12 Media Days. We come back from that. We're going to set up our perch there at the 19th hole. I knew you would be pleased to hear that that's where we will be sitting at the Cox Classic. So if you're down there, come by and visit us during the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, as hot as it gets, we might as well have some liquids around us.
I know lots of, I was informed, lots of soda and water available for the media at the Cox Classic. But they had over 100,000 last year. It set an attendance record. They're building up more boxes, more grandstands. They're putting in more seating so that you don't have to just sit on the hills in the GA area.
Awesome, awesome. You know, they call this like the Phoenix Open is the Mardi Gras golf on the PGA Tour. This is certainly the Mardi Gras golf on the nationwide tour. It used to be the Nike Tour, but Omaha does. They have bands every night, and it just gets bigger and bigger. Folks, it's a great opportunity. We're going to have tickets to give away right here on the Doug and Daddy Show, so look forward to that if you get a moment to, or a day or two off to go down and check out the event.
Here's one of the most astounding stats. Because they keep saying, you know, these guys on the nationwide tour are just maybe a shot away from getting on the PGA Tour and staying on the PGA Tour. They're looking for that break. They're looking for that consistency. a lot of this, and we'll talk more as the Cox Classic gets closer. The drives on the PGA and the Nationwide are the same, or the Nationwide is longer, which some people find hard to believe. But on average, it is. And I think some of that is because of the courses, and they're a little, maybe a little more open. You can afford to take driver all the time. But the scoring average difference is 0.2. So let's say that the scoring average on the PGA Tour is 73.5. On the Nationwide Tour, it would be 73.7. So they're shooting the same scores. Yes, albeit some of it on some easier courses, but not always. You got to figure in the John Deere Classic on the PGA Tour as well. And unfortunately, this is going to be the first year that I can remember that this event will not be televised, not even by the Golf Channel. When we talked with Chad Martson, the tournament director, a month ago here on the Doug and Daddy Show about that, you know, these events have to pay to bring the Golf Channel in, and I don't know. Without knowing all the details, is the Golf Channel getting too big for its britches? The Golf Channel was there to show golf. Now, all of a sudden, they're not showing that much golf. Like I told the guys yesterday, hey, yeah, I want to watch those gals play in the big break, too. But there's the one thing about golf, all of it's going on at the same time. The European Tour, if they can put the PGA Tour event on, they're going to do that. And then the Senior Tour, Champions Tour, they want to go around that. And then it goes down the Nationwide Tour, maybe some LPGA, so there's plenty of it there. But so if you're going to watch the Cox Classic this year, you're going to have to go to it in Omaha, July 29th through August the 1st.
It just shocks me to step back and say that the tournament that's being put on would have to pay to have somebody come and televise it with that quality of player. And that's what they had to do. Every year they did that.
Well, you know, it's kind of like your appearance fee.
Yeah.
You got to pay to get Daddy out of the office here, and that's exactly what happens. Next week, we'll talk with at least one of the competitors of the Cox Classic. John Peterson is going to join us, the former Kearney Country Club pro now at Miracle Hills. He played last year. He made the cut at last year's Cox Classic. He's going to join us next week on the show as well. And again, keep listening for your chance to win tickets to the Cox Classic here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug, and I want to tell people, you're not going to want to miss Friday's show. Gabe DeArmond. Yes, he's start sending your emails. You don't like Gabe. He's at PowerMizzou.com. He'll rile your feathers up. He'll get you in a tizzy. He is set to join us. Chris Level, Red Raider Sports, Talk Track Texas Tech. Monday, Chip Brown. Mike Jones, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Next Wednesday, Oklahoma. Larry Zimmer is confirmed for Tuesday from Colorado. Boom. The great lineup for you as we head to Big 12 Media Days.
And Big 12 Media Days from Dallas, July 26th through the 28th, here on Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, as we said, from Dallas. Coming up on the show today, we are going to preview Kansas State with Wyatt Thomas, of Kansas State. Also, Ryan Harrington of Golf World is going to join us. Plus, it's always fun to look. Merritt has pulled out our preseason Major League Baseball predictions. We'll see how we're setting at the All-Star break right after this.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill, their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing, or how about their outstanding prime rib. Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Complete Nutrition is extending the 30% off Reveal Extreme sale. Summer's here, and whether you're hitting the beach, lake, or pool, Complete Nutrition wants to remind you there's still time to lose weight for this summer. Reveal Extreme is the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine. And the makers of Reveal are so confident in this product, they're extending their offer of 30% off Reveal Extreme for the entire month of July. There's still time to lose weight fast for swimsuit season. And with 30% off through the month of July, now's the perfect time to get to Complete Nutrition and pick up Reveal Extreme today. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, discontinue use.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
The Weather Bureau in Kansas City has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of central Nebraska between the hours.
This is Nebraska. This is the season of severe weather, and it can happen at any time, and it can cause all kinds of damage. If your car or truck's been involved in a hail or wind damage, you need to know that you do have a friend at Eustis Body Shop. They turn damage into a brand new look. Call for a free estimate at any of our locations, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, or Eustis. We're Eustis Body Shop.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
We'll see some sunshine develop today with a slight chance for a storm developing late in the day as well, with highs around 91. Winds shift to the north at 10 to 15. There's a chance for a few showers or storms tonight with a low at 64. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 88.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday edition, and reminding you that Cruise Night is going on this week, and we here at Platte River Radio are going to be very busy, especially on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Be sure to stop by Godfather's in Kearney for their grand opening celebration this weekend. On Friday, all the fun starts, and we will be there with the fabulous prize machine from 6 to 8 on Friday evening. Everyone who plays wins. That's right, guaranteed winner. The crane game's over there. You get depressed at the crane game. You go over, you pull the handle on the prize machine, and you are a winner. Plus, Friday from 4 to 8, you can meet the Godfather in person. Godfather's celebrating their three-day grand opening celebration. Two can dine in for just $9.99, plus large one-topping pizzas are only $12, and there's no limit on that. Godfather's Pizza in Kearney, so fine. Dine in or call for delivery, 234-9444, 234-9444. Godfather's Pizza, located in the Archway Plaza, Kearney, America, North 2nd and 42nd Street, with their three-day grand opening celebration. The fun starts Friday. Meet the Godfather from 4 to 8. Enjoy specials during this three-day celebration Friday through Sunday, including two can dine for $9.99 and large one-topping pizzas only $12. Stop by Friday. Play the fabulous prize machine. Classic Hits 98.9 will be there as well all this weekend at Godfather's in Kearney. Well, Daddy, we have pulled out our Major League Baseball standings. And then we pulled out our predictions from earlier this year. Let's see how we're doing. I felt good because I thought I had picked some pretty good ones here. Let's see how we have done. In the American League, who did you pick to win the East?
I had Boston.
I had the Yankees. Currently, the Yankees lead the division and have the best record in baseball, only two ahead of Tampa Bay, and Boston is five back. Who did you have to win the Central?
I had the Chicago White Sox.
So you are right there. The White Sox have a half-game lead over Detroit. They've won 25 of their last 30. Can they keep it going? They're on an eight-game winning streak when we come out of the All-Star break. Detroit a half-game back. Minnesota 3.5 back. I went all nutso, and I took the Kansas City Royals. They're 10.5 out. And again, you know, going on a little bit of a whim there. Who did you pick to win the West?
I have Seattle. They are dead.
Ooh.
They are the bottom dwellers, and they are out of it by 15 games. I just wrote dead.
And they traded Cliff Lee.
Yeah. In their division.
Didn't we say we wanted to take Texas, but they'd been baiting us for so long? And again, they always say the second half is when they wilt. I took the L.A. Angels. Texas leads that division by 4.5 over the Angels. Oakland is 7.5 back. It really looks like it'll be the Rangers and the Angels unless somehow Oakland gets on a heck of a hot streak, and hopefully that doesn't start when they play the Royals here coming out of the break. And who was your wild card?
My wild card was the Yankees. So.
And my wild card was Boston. So we just didn't know about Tampa Bay. We took Boston as our wild card there, and you took the Yankees. So
that'll shake itself out.
Yankees and Boston. I have to feel pretty good about this. I've got three teams that definitely can make the playoffs here. You?
I have Boston, New York, and the White Sox. Yes, yeah. I feel good about that, too.
All right, let's go to the National League. I chose Philadelphia to win the East, and they are 4.5 out right now.
I chose Philadelphia as well.
Who did you have for the wild card? Okay, your wild card's different. I took Atlanta with my wild card.
Excellent.
Because I thought when these youngsters came around in the second half of the season, they'd be able to, well, Atlanta is actually leading the division by 4 games over the Mets. Philadelphia is 4.5 back. Then Florida and Washington. And, you know, even though Washington's 11 games under 500, at least they're not as far back as they have been, so they're playing some of their better baseball. But have to like the way that looks right there. In the West Division, nobody saw this coming with San Diego. Who did you take?
In the West, I took Colorado Rockies.
Well, they're in it. I took the Dodgers. This is going to be maybe the most interesting division in the National League, coming home. I don't know. There's some interesting races all along baseball. There's only really one division that might not be interesting down the home stretch. But I took the Dodgers. San Diego leads the Dodgers in Colorado by 2 games and San Francisco by 4. So a very tightly bunched National League. San Diego, the surprise team in the National League. And who did you have to win the Central?
Well, I took Milwaukee. And although not totally dead, they're 8.5 back, but they are pretty much out of it.
And your wild card came out of the Central.
My wild card was St. Louis. Who did you got?
Who did I have at the beginning of the year to win the National League Central Division?
Cincinnati Reds.
People, that's right. Here to say I had the Reds, and right now, even though it's a 1-game lead, they at the All-Star break are leading the Central Division by 1 game over St. Louis. Milwaukee's 8.5 back. The Cubs are 9.5 back. I figure in miracle world, if you're within 10, you probably still have a chance in the second half of the season.
Now, I think I heard Buster Olney say on ESPN this morning that the Cincinnati Reds, of everybody out there, have only 25 games remaining this season. 25 out of the 80 games they have remaining this season of playing teams that have above a 500 schedule. So everybody else...
They said the Dodgers have the toughest schedule remaining and the Reds have the weakest schedule remaining. But again, you look, a lot of that has to do with the Central Division because 4 of the 6 teams are below 500 in the Central Division.
You're absolutely correct. But you know what? I got 3 teams, you know, for going in. 3 teams still alive in the National League.
I like all 4 of mine, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Cincinnati, and L.A., to at least have a chance. Always at this point of the year, you get an opportunity to scratch one team and put in a replacement. Daddy, obviously, I would think that team that you would scratch would be Seattle because they're even farther out than Milwaukee. But
right.
I'll leave the decision up to you. Who's your dropping ad here at the All-Star break?
Well, my drop's got to be Seattle. I mean, it's absolutely got to be Seattle. I got to get rid of them. I don't know what I was thinking. People were high on them at the start of the year. I guess I fell into that trap a little bit. And so, obviously, if I get rid of Seattle, I got to take somebody from that division. I guess I'm going to take Texas from that division. Pretty obvious selection right now with the addition of the pitching staff.
Well, I don't want to drop anybody. I mean, the logical choice here is to drop the Royals. And then in their place, I would take Detroit over the White Sox. I don't think the White Sox can keep it going. But in all honesty, I think Tampa Bay can hold off Boston. I think they can. Boston got off to such a bad start where everybody was throwing them under the bus, and we were just saying, good Lord, it's April, people. Take it easy. David Ortiz, everybody wants him now. You know, so I'm comfortable with what I've got. Obviously, the logic is to drop Kansas City and take either Chicago, Detroit, Minnesota. If I did that, it would have to be Detroit. But I will put this as dropping Detroit and or dropping KC and adding Detroit, although that's really I'm gonna hang with the Royals because obviously they're gonna make a heck of a second half push here.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the hot teams by looking at their last 10 games. The Yankees and Tampa Bay both 8-2. White Sox 9-1. You mentioned 25 out of their last 30. And then your Atlanta Braves 7-3. And then we go down to the Colorado Rockies, also find themselves winners of 8 out of their last 10 games. So there's an awful hot ball club just to the west of us in Denver and looking to do some good things. San Diego, really, when you look at the standings, well, Cincinnati, I'll give you that. Very, very good selection there, Douglas. But San Diego, a real surprise. When you look at the surprises, you could say, okay, you can make a case for Texas, you can make a case for Atlanta.
They were 20 games out last year. And it's not like anybody in the West won 100 games. They were 20 games out last year. Just didn't see it coming. I mean, to put that in perspective, the Royals were 21 and a half out last year. So, you know, for what it's worth, who did you have? I'll refresh our memory. Who do you have in the World Series and who do you have winning it?
I've got Philadelphia facing Boston with Philadelphia coming out on top.
And I've got Atlanta beating the Yankees. Now, again, at the time, I said Bobby Cox's last year, but now look out. George Steinbrenner has passed. The Yankees have another, if they needed it, they have another reason to play stronger and harder. And if they get into the World Series, because they'll keep bringing it up, but if they get into the World Series, you know that's what we're going to hear all the time. Win one for the boss. Well, you know what? Of all the stinking picks we've ever made, this is the best we've ever felt. NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, we'll put these back in the vault. Coming up in just a moment, Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the K-State Wildcats, 12 teams in 12 days. But before we go to our break, it's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by the College Store, 1420 West 24th. Open with all of your textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear just south of the Health and Sports Center. Stop by as you're getting ready to head back to college, or you can check them out online, thecollegestore.com. Yesterday, you had a chance to talk with Chancellor Doug Christensen. Bob Crocker was in studio yesterday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy, just, I guess, your gut feeling on what's going to happen with the UNK staying in the RMAC, going to the MIAA. There's a story out yesterday that two more schools are joining or joining Division II ranks.
You know, I think that at the end of things, we go to the MIAA. That's where Kearney's new conference is. And that's my gut feeling right now. I think just they don't want to go across the mountains. They don't want those road trips. Much closer. Supposedly the rumors out there, how the rumors can be this much money, you and I shake our heads at. $250,000 to $300,000 is what we're hearing can be saved in fuel.
Much respect.
In travel expenses. It's not just fuel.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. What else? What are all these travel expenses? You're still going to have to travel, stay overnight in some cases, eat. I mean, the only thing, and I know I'm missing something, the only thing I can think of is gasoline for the farther travel. And I know we're going to have Doug Christensen on again. I know we're going to have John McBride on again. And I will probably at the end of the week go on a rant on this. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't see the benefit. And with where UNK is with their scholarships right now, you're jumping onto a boat that you can't handle. I mean, I don't even know what to compare this to. I mean, You're the little fish going into a bunch of piranhas, and man,
you're saying the
you better get strong in a hurry. And no answers have been put forth of where this money's coming from, and we'll continue to. What I'm saying is, right now, I am not supporting. You know, I would, if I was sitting in that committee, I'd be going, give me some more facts here, because what I've heard so far doesn't even come close to selling me. Some good news, though. UNK has hired a replacement for Andy Meyer, a UNK graduate, in Scott Jorgensen. He is going to be the throwers coach, and he'll have his hands full, but a great athlete at UNK. Graduated in 04. That means Hayes Center is going to be looking for a new football coach, new basketball coach for the girls, track coach down there. They've been so strong lately, but he will take over for Andy Meyer. And the football team is bringing in four junior college transfers that are all out of the state of California. Each has 2 years of eligibility remaining. Quarterback Kevin Kevin Romero, offensive lineman Deion Wilson, safety Jake Richardson, and corner Arthur Hobbs. 48 new football players from freshmen, from transfers, from JUCOs are joining this team. That is a ton, but it also means the football program is headed in the right direction here, just getting stronger and stronger every year. And so there is your Loper news for this week, brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th, carrying campus authentic apparel. So real, the coach might put you in. Check out their huge selection of Loper gear. Stop by the store or online at thecollegestore.com, and by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank. We offer all types of loans at Charter West, from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, we have the loans. 12 teams in 12 days with Kansas State's Wyatt Thompson next.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Conference calls. Anybody in business knows how frustrating and long and boring they can be. It's tough to keep everybody focused and keep the meeting moving along. That's why I want you to start using GoToMeeting.com for all your conference calls. It's brought to you by Citrix. It's the easiest way to host an online meeting. Everybody simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com, and now they can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. GoToMeeting will keep everybody on the same page. All of your conference calls will be more productive and more engaging. It's perfect for sales presentations, training sessions, product demos. With GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. That's right, one low flat rate all month. GoToMeeting.com. Try it for a month, 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and remember to enter the promo code Colin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine develop today with a slight chance for a storm developing late in the day as well, with highs around 91. Winds shift to the north at 10 to 15. There's a chance for a few showers or storms tonight with a low at 64. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 88.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, you know, even though I say this so many times, when people come up to us and go, ready for football season? And I go, I'll be ready for it when it gets here. Don't get crazy. But if we're going to have a sports talk show and we're going to talk Big 12 football, I like doing that.
And now for the last time, it's time to preview the 12 teams in 12 days on the Doug and Daddy Show's Big 12 Preview. Big 12 Media Days is fastly approaching, and Doug and Daddy will have guests from
Baylor,
Oklahoma,
Missouri,
Texas,
Colorado,
Oklahoma State,
K-State,
Texas
Tech, Kansas, Iowa State,
A&M,
and Nebraska.
Let's get you ready for Big 12 Media Days that starts on July 26th, 27th, and 28th. Not to mention, give Doug and Daddy a chance to catch up with some old friends. It's time for the Big 12 Preview on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And today, Kansas State, Daddy. Again, we've had a couple of teams already. We've had A&M on. Tomorrow's Texas Tech. And the one main component I think almost everybody has said so far is that there are a lot of question marks, maybe more question marks about the league as a whole than we've had in a number of years. Nobody's ready to do anything but call Nebraska the top in the north and Texas and Oklahoma in the south. But there are challengers. And K-State made some improvement last year. Can they be that team that challenges for a North title just in the second year back under Bill Snyder?
Well, that's a lot better question for Wyatt Thompson, voice of the Kansas State Wildcats. Wyatt joins us right now. Thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and welcome again.
Well, thanks, guys. Great to be on with you. We're excited about the season, too. I'm like you. Let's not rush it. But on the other hand, it's getting closer by the second, isn't it?
Well, it is, and we're just a week and a half away from seeing everybody in Dallas. And I guess take us through the offseason, because last year, getting into the coaching changes, getting rid of Ron Prince and bringing Bill Snyder back in, and all the JUCO kids that were going to have to step up and do some things. And unfortunately for K-State, their schedule wasn't strong enough to get them into a bowl game, which probably really would have helped this football team, because they had some momentum, maybe not necessarily in wins every game, but some competitive games down the stretch. How much did it hurt not getting to that bowl game?
Well, it certainly hurt. I wouldn't want to sugarcoat that at all. I think that's why you play. And the truth is I think that was their goal from day one. But I think you bring up an interesting point in talking about that in relation to going into this second year with Bill Snyder, because these kids know what to expect now. There were only four players on the team a year ago at this time that had experienced Bill Snyder football, period. And it was, I think, an eye-opening experience for the kids. And I was really proud of what they accomplished when you consider where they were picked. You know, we lost those last two games at home to Missouri and in Lincoln. But going into that game in Nebraska, you know, they had a chance to win the North. And I think that's astonishing when you think about where they were predicted when you started the year last August. But they've been through it a year now. You know, we've lost some kids, but we've also gained some young people too. And I you know, we're like everybody else. We have our question marks and our strengths, and I think our strengths certainly start with Bill Snyder and his staff. I think we have an experienced offensive line for the most part. We've got all starters back there except one. We've got a really, really fine backfield with Daniel Thomas and Braden Wilson, some new receivers that everybody's excited about. So offensively, I think this team can compete if they get some quarterback play. And, of course, that's around these parts the million-dollar question going into the new season.
Wyatt, one of those transfers you're talking about is that wide receiver in Chris Harper. He comes from Oregon, a transfer there. How much do we know about this kid?
Well, he had a really good spring, despite being nicked up a little bit and really wasn't anywhere close to 100%. Big body, very athletic. I think he'll be a guy that really will be a difference maker for us in the fall, or at least have the potential to do that. The one guy that we didn't know a lot about that was really great in the spring was Broderick Smith, another one of those transfer guys who had to set out. And he had a big spring game, and again, read into that what you want, but he's a tall target. Those two kids are really fine athletes. And then we've got a redshirt freshman in our program by the name of Tremaine Thompson, who probably is going to remind you size-wise of Brandon Banks. He's a little bit bigger, but not much. Probably not as fast as Brandon, but he can run and probably will be a factor in our return game. I think the coaches feel pretty good about the receivers. I really do.
Wyatt Thompson, voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. You touched in the comment a little bit ago about what is going to be done at the quarterback position. When we left Dallas last year and talked to Carson Kaufman, it looked like he was going to be the man to take it over. There were struggles. The quarterback position really didn't produce much of anything last year, and thank goodness Daniel Thomas was able to pick up that load. We were talking earlier when we filled out our ballots for Offensive Player of the Year in the Big 12 that there was no clear-cut man to pick, and I picked Daniel because I thought maybe he was the best coming back at the running back position. Can he do it again now that everybody knows about him?
Well, that's a great question, and it's one that's frankly somewhat difficult to answer. I think he can, I'll say it that way, but he's got to have some help from his quarterback, and I think if we started the year today, Carson would again be the number one guy going into the season. He did struggle last year, but I think bigger things are expected out of him. He's been through a lot. He's a kid that he's a fighter, probably one of the most popular kids on our team without question. He's worked a lot on things that he needed work on, you know, release point, footwork, and those kind of things. And again, the spring game isn't always indicative, but clearly he's made a lot of progress, and I think he'll be okay. In collaboration with he in that backfield, I think that's going to be really huge for us, because Daniel is a workhorse. I mean, he's I think he is one of the very best returning players in our league. He can handle a lot of carries. He can run, you know, outside and inside. He's a very good receiver. Just a terrific teammate. He's an awfully good football player, and I think we're going to see him at the next level someday. He's really good.
Wyatt, I guess logic would tell you, in studying the Kansas State Wildcats, you've got the newcomer of the year back in Daniel Thomas at the running back position. You got your fullback back in Braden Wilson. You got four offensive linemen. You're going to turn and hand the ball off just pretty much all day, play a field position game, and hope to get a couple turnovers. You know, maybe do that. Then you see the spring game, and I don't know if they had a defense on the field, but Kaufman's 38 of 51, 7 touchdowns, struggled all last year. That throws – I mean, is this a run-oriented offense, or are they gonna, is this a Texas Tech offense?
No, it's more of a run offense, but, there is somewhat of an explanation on the defensive side, and we haven't touched on that yet, but I think you make a fine point there in that, you know, if K-State is going to be a bowl team this year, they're going to have to be better defensively. You know, last year, despite the fact that I don't think we had the world's best personnel defensively, we were pretty solid. And not great by any stretch of the imagination, but much improved. I mean, being in the right place and a much better tackling team. In the spring, I would tell you that, you know, there were four or five starters that didn't even see the field that day defensively, and it showed. And some of those kids that didn't play are going to be fine for the fall, and we're going to rely heavily on those guys. I think the biggest question mark is replacing Jeffrey Fitzgerald at defensive tackle. And probably the guy that will do that is going to be a guy by the name of Brandon Harold, who was a freshman All-American 2 years ago and redshirted because of injury last year. But we've got two fine safeties back in Tyson Hartman and Emmanuel Lemur. I think we're okay at corner. The question for us, without a doubt, is going to be that front seven. We've just got to be better there. This team is not real deep in that area, especially at the linebacker position. And at our level, you better have some playmaking guys there. And I hope we're sufficient there, but it's not probably going to be anywhere near what Coach Snyder would like to have it yet, to be frank about it.
And Coach Snyder, one that will probably really open up again this year. Although it was kind of fun sitting down with him last year at Big 12 Media Days. He's mellow and right down to earth and pretty much to the point. Wyatt Thompson, voice of the Wildcats, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We haven't talked a whole lot about specific punters and kickers with some of the other teams. We've talked special teams, but we have to with K-State because our boy Josh Cherry from McCook will wrap up his career down there. How does special teams and Josh look going into this season?
Well, I'm excited for Josh. You know, last year, the truth is he got off to a really poor start, and I think the fans were pretty critical of him, to be honest about it. But I love the kid. He's a very competitive young guy. He works exceptionally hard. Coach Snyder has shown faith in him throughout, and I thought he really responded. In the back two-thirds of the year, he became one of the more consistent kickers we've had, and that says a lot. We've had some good ones. So we're excited about where he's at. Ryan Dorr, our punter, is also back. I'm a little bit partial, but I think we have one of the top long snappers in the country in Corey Adams. So for us, it's just going to be doing the rest of it, you know, blocking and tackling and having somebody to replace Brandon Banks in that kick return game. And I think we've got some kids that can fill in there. Whether they'll be at Brandon Banks level remains to be seen. But I mentioned Tremaine Thompson a while ago. I know they're very, very, very excited about his potential, but you still got to go out there and do it on Saturdays, and he's never done that. And that's where you miss Brandon Banks, because he is a very special kid.
Wyatt, we've been asking everybody this. Who do you see in that Big 12 title game and your offensive and defensive players of the year in the conference?
Wow. That's a really good question on the players of the year. I hadn't, frankly, given that a whole heck of a lot of thought yet. But in terms of the teams, I'm probably not going to be a whole lot different than everybody else in the fact that I like Nebraska in the north for the obvious reasons. I think defensively they're a step ahead of really everybody else in the north at this point. And I think offensively they're going to be okay. In the south, I think picking Texas or Oklahoma over the other is really difficult to do. Both of those programs suffered some losses. And, you know, the quarterback situation is what it is. If I had to pick one of the two right now, I would probably take Oklahoma just because I think they have more returning guys on defense, at least in my mind and memory. But, it's probably – that's going to be a war all the way through, I think. That South is always hard. Players of the year, I don't know. I haven't given that a lot of thought. I'd probably be wrong in giving it – throwing out some names right now, but there are some awfully good players in this league. I just know this. At the end of the day, there'll be two or three candidates around the league that people will look at and say, those are guys. Talk to me in Dallas here in a couple of weeks, and I'll have a better feel for that one.
I hear you, Wyatt. Wyatt, last question, then we'll let you out of here, because you do start with UCLA at home, and then it's Missouri State, Iowa State and Kansas City, and Central Florida, the off week, Nebraska. This might be the biggest opening game of any team in the conference. If K-State can take care of UCLA at home, they could have a 4-0 record off week. Nebraska comes in on a nationally televised game on a Thursday night, and they could be off and running. They used to lose to UCLA, and maybe, obviously, not the same kind of buzz gets generated there. Is that the feeling?
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. And UCLA is not going to be easy. We went out there a year ago and played pretty well, especially defensively. We're better. I think they're better. We have them at our place this time, and I think you're right. It's a game of major importance. You don't want to always put a whole lot on one game, but in this particular instance, in terms of, confidence and just getting the ball rolling, I think it's a monster game for us. I know that's a big statement, but it is a big, big game for us. And with the way our schedule lays out, and you lay it out there up to through the Nebraska game, what's crazy about our schedule is it's pretty front-loaded with home games and back-loaded with road games. And we play five of our last seven on the road, so we better get off to a good start, and I think that's going to be critical, and starting with UCLA.
Wyatt, you're always so generous with your time. We know you're on vacation this week. You took time for Mike and Mike in the Morning and the Doug and Daddy Show. We appreciate that.
My pleasure, guys. Great being on with you. We'll see you down in Dallas.
Thanks, buddy. See you there. Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Daddy, those two home, they're five of seven are on the road. One of the two home games is Texas. So that second half, brutal. They go to Kansas. They go to Baylor. They go to Missouri. They go to Colorado. They actually play the last game of the year at North Texas. Oops. Bad little scheduling there for them, but we'll see what happens. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We didn't do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia yesterday, so let's do that today. What do you think? You're a college football guy. As we go to break, because Ryan Harrington is going to join us with British Open talk. He is at St. Andrews, senior writer, Golf World. We're going to hear from him when we come back. But it's been 8 years since Kansas State has won a bowl game. I'll give you a little bit of a hint. They won the Holiday Bowl. Who is the last team Kansas State has beaten in a bowl game? 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you're eligible to win the $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats. Who was the last team Kansas State beat in a bowl game? It happened in the Holiday Bowl. We're back after this.
Sir, yeah, your bleacher seats aren't available today.
Oh, here we go.
Mind if we move you to the track owner's skybox?
I can make that work.
There's nothing like an upgrade at the track or behind the wheel. So upgrade to Castrol Edge Advanced Synthetic Motor Oil with 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1 5W30 for superior performance.
Want to take your car on the track after the race?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Live for performance? Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Results based on sequence spray wear test.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
Get your free quote. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am DynaGrow. Call DynaGrow at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
We'll see some sunshine develop today with a slight chance for a storm developing late in the day as well, with highs around 91. Winds shift to the north at 10 to 15. There's a chance for a few showers or storms tonight with a low at 64. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 88.
Falling asleep at the wheel again. Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. We're going across the pond in just a moment. Ryan Harrington is standing by, senior writer from Golf World, joining us to talk about the British Open, where the weather's not too nice today. But somebody's smiling, Merritt. Somebody knew that the last team that K-State beat in a bowl game, the Arizona State Wildcats of the 2002 Holiday Bowl. K-State was a big favorite. They won by 7. God, has it been that long ago since Purdue beat them? It wasn't even in their last 5 bowl games. Remember when K-State got upset in the Big 12 championship game by A&M and then just folded the tent? I can't believe how long ago that's been. Who was our winner, Merritt?
We got Justin from Kearney. He knew it was Arizona State, so there you go.
Thank you, Justin. Congratulations. A $25 gift card coming your way to Troutman's Quality Meats. American Legion Baseball got underway yesterday, 25-1. Grand Island Wells Fargo gets to travel all the way to South Sioux City to beat Columbus 25-1. Again, we can go on a tangent about that at any time. Today, they will play in the winner's bracket at 8 o'clock, 5 Points Bank. We'll play at 5:45. Buck Mahoney, great article in the Hub yesterday. So spot on with American Legion Baseball, how tough it is. We want to get that out there as much as anybody, as any sport, I should say. And in sometimes, to the best of our ability, we get contacts and still. So all the folks that provide the scores to us here, thank you so much for that. The C7 got underway at Hershey yesterday. Imperial beat Hirschland 5-4. Overton beat Kennesaw 6-3. Today, Bermas.
Oh, they're back.
That's Bertrand Loomis, people. 4 o'clock, they take on Juanita. So it's Big Daddy against Sidney Dean. Head-to-head, who you got?
Bermas, duh.
They're already underway in the Class C Area 5 going on at Hebron right now. Lawrence Nelson's playing Pawnee County. Then at 2, Harvard Giltner takes on DeWitt Tri-County. At 5, David City Hebron. And at 8, Wilbur and Wymore. And by the way, Kerry DeBoer still coaching. Still coaching.
Back at his alma mater.
That's right, going to Firth North. A little bit of a sad note. Former Nebraska wrestler, and I think a lot of folks have heard about this, or if they haven't, they know the name, Cash Coolidge, who was an Omaha Scut stud. Suffered a work-related injury last week and died from those injuries over the weekend. And just 24 years of age, he won 2 state titles, 123 wins in his career. Omaha Scut was a champion every year he was there. He spent 3 seasons with Nebraska before a back injury and surgery ended his career in 2008. So Cash Coolidge, at the age of 24, passes on. Danielle Lemick wins back-to-back Nebraska Girls Amateur Championship. Shot 75 yesterday. Wins the tournament by 5 shots over Jackie O'Doherty of Lincoln. Shelby Stone of St. Paul tied for 7th. And little Riley Reinertsen, he's a freshman to be. He's 3 shots back entering the day of the Junior Boys Amateur Championship at Wayne. All 3 guys that are either tied or ahead of him are going to college. Bryce Brown leads it at 3 under. He's going to Kansas. Richard Schneider of Beamer is headed to Colorado State. Colin Kraft of Omaha is headed to Creighton. And they are all right there, and that will wrap up later today. So there you go.
Doug, I'm going to remind you, we're taking you up to the lunch hour, which is always a great opportunity to check out the chicken coop. Don't forget, when you get off work tonight, not only they got great drink specials, but they've got a great food special as well. It's Wednesday night, which means $5 burgers. Anything off the menu for $5, not just a cheeseburger. It can be the mushroom burger, bacon burger. Even get the legendary Totally Jack burger. It's Big Burger Night every Wednesday, 5 to 10, just $5, and only at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island. We'll see you there. You catch all your favorite sports on TV. 15 high-definition TVs await you. Not a bad seat in the house. Hey, you're thinking about booking a party for an anniversary, a birthday, a family meeting, any kind of get-together, call Scott or call in at the Chicken Coop. Great food, awesome atmosphere, lots of TVs, plenty of games, only at the Chicken Coop.
Well, Daddy, the conditions are not that favorable, but that should be no surprise at the British Open. A big event today had to be canceled because of the weather, but tomorrow morning, or this morning, I guess, as the case may be, they're going to get things underway, and hopefully the weather is not bad, because you always like to see a true champion come through, but you're going to see the conditions more than any other tournament affect the British Open.
Well, why not go to somebody that's close to those conditions, somebody that's at the golf course, somebody that's at the Open? Ryan Harrington, senior writer for the Golf World, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ryan, thanks so much for the time today, and welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thank you for having me on. My pleasure.
Well, Ryan, tell us a little bit. A lot of people this morning were looking forward to a special event there at the old course, just not going to be able to do it with the weather today.
Yeah, no, today they were going to have what they were calling the Champions Challenge, which was going to be a group of past champions playing the first, the second, the 17th, and 18th hole, and kind of in a celebration of this being the 150th year anniversary of the first Open Championship. And the sideways rain we were getting here today was just too much for some of the players. I mean, you had Roberto Di Vincenzo, Arnold Palmer, Tony Jacklin, some of the older guys who, in all honesty, it was just too miserable to play out there. So it's a shame, because it was going to be really neat to see a lot of these past guys playing some of these very famous holes, but just too bad to play in.
Ryan, the press beat up Tiger pretty good. What was it like being in that room? Was it just uncomfortable all the way around?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think everyone suspected this was going to be the case, particularly, I think, after last week when, a few questions at the event he was playing in Ireland were posed in the very same manner. And, at some point, Tiger's just been drawing the line ever since he came back in terms of what he's going to talk about and what he's not going to talk about. And they kept trying to ask him the questions. You know, it was their job to do that to a certain extent, and he kept deflecting them. But it was a little bit tense. I think, again, everyone knew it was coming, and it wasn't any more awkward than I think people expected, but he got raked over the coals a little bit today in the newspapers, as expected, and the thing that's going to change everything is him starting to play better, and if he can do that this week, that'll be the first sign that maybe this is really going to go away in terms of the press's mind, at least.
Ryan, to follow that up, how will the people receive him this weekend?
Yeah, I think they'll receive him very well over here in Scotland. I think, having won here the last two times they played the Open Championship at St. Andrews, he's very well liked by the locals here. I think it'll be very similar, I think, to what he found at the Masters, in terms of it's a reverential crowd who very much respects the game, and even if they don't necessarily respect Tiger after what had happened, they respect his ability to play play the game here, and that is actually the utmost importance to a lot of the people here. So I think he's going to get genuine applause. He's going to be very well received. And again, if he can start playing well here, we saw a quick glimpse at the U.S. Open on Saturday in his back nine, where he kind of all of a sudden started showing the Tiger of old. And if we begin to see any of that this week, I think, the momentum from the crowd is actually going to help him here.
Ryan Harrington, the senior writer with the Golf World, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from St. Andrews, where things tee off in the morning. And do you like Tiger's chances? And Ryan, if not, who's your early favorite in this whole big field? Sometimes we're always going to see a name that nobody's ever heard of towards the top of the leaderboard tomorrow. But your thoughts on Tiger and who else you think's got a chance?
It'll be interesting to see what happens with Tiger. I think, the biggest question mark still with his game over here right now is how he's going to handle the greens and putting. And, that's really been the aspect of his game that really, hurt him at the Masters and hurt him to a certain extent at the U.S. Open, and has really held him back in major championships of late. It's a golf course where he hits it long enough, he can hit it over most of the trouble, and it's, the fairways are wide enough out here on most of the holes where you're really not going to have to worry about rough and hitting it sideways. So, you know, he doesn't necessarily have to worry about being totally accurate off the tee, but he better, you know, putt better than he has been. And he's actually, he did say yesterday in the news conference that he switched putters for the first time in more than a dozen years. He's won 13 majors with a Scotty Cameron putter, and he's going to a Nike putter that he thinks might help him this week. The greens are slower here than they've been at other major championships. You know, they're only running about 10 on a stem meter, so he wanted to do something that kind of perhaps help on slower greens. So I think Tiger's actually going to do well here. He's had top fives in the first two majors of the year, not playing well, and I think he could come away and it should be considered one of the favorites actually this week. If it's not him, I like actually Justin Rose, who's an Englishman who's coming off a couple big wins on the PGA Tour here and who seems to have a lot of momentum. He's played well in this tournament in the past. It's the first time he's playing at St. Andrews in the Open Championship, but I do think, and the irony too, is he's playing with Tiger the first 2 days, so I think it'll be interesting to see how that dynamic works, and I think he's a guy who could hold the claret jug here come Sunday.
Ryan, why can't Phil Mickelson play better? I mean, if you're able to spray it all over the course, so to speak, at St. Andrews more than some of the other ones, I mean, that seems like that should fit his game. What is it about the Open that really he hasn't been able to conquer?
Well, you know, I do think the conditions are just very different than what you find in the United States, and perhaps Phil just hasn't adjusted as well as obviously he would like. You know, it's interesting. I agree with you that this course, actually, more than any other Open Championship venue, I think is going to be one that actually could work for Phil, and I think he could be a real dark horse player this week. Again, same thing. He's got to just get adjusted to the slower greens here, which he talked about earlier this week, and I think to a certain extent kind of have befuddled him in the past when he's played at this championship. So I think actually he's got a very reasonable shot of any of the venues again at the Open Championship. I think this one could be the most likely that he might be able to win.
One of the senior writers from Golf World joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and Ryan Harrington. Ryan, when you say the fairways are wider than normal, we've heard you could land jets on them. You heard Tiger. I mean, it's not like three woods are coming out of the back. These guys are blasting drivers. How wide are they?
Well, I mean, landing jets on the first and the 18th hole, the reason they're wider than most is that a lot of the holes are just very adjacent to each other. They play double greens on a lot of these holes where there are literally two greens attached to each other, and you can have competitors putting simultaneously on one hole and on another. And so to have the holes actually play that way, the fairways are just very, very wide. I mean, you could literally land an airplane on the fairway between the first and the 18th hole. That's actually accurate. It's not just conjecture. So I think it's just the way that the course is designed, going in and out, and the design of it. It's just a wide open out here. I don't know how else to describe it, but it really, what it does, though, is where the course is challenging and where I think people love it is the fact that you can take so many different lines to the greens, but there are so many bunkers out here. There is a lot of trouble if you're not long enough, if you don't hit it over those greens, and those will befuddle players, particularly if the wind blows, and given the way the weather is predicted the next few days, I think the weather is going to be a huge factor here in the next few days. They haven't played an Open Championship in bad weather here. At least the last four championships here have not been played in bad weather, so I think it's going to be a real challenge, and that's going to put some teeth back in the course, actually.
Brian, they've lengthened number 17th, the road hole. First of all, how will that play, and are there other changes, of course, they've also made?
No, that's definitely the biggest and most dramatic change here. They did put in a new tee box that actually goes back onto what's traditionally the practice area here. It's actually technically out of bounds and an ordinary round here at the British Open, but they've obviously changed that for the championship. Assuming not the British Open, for just normal players, but they've changed it for the British Open. It's been controversial just because I think a lot of people wonder if the hole really needed to be lengthened. You know, why did that have to come into play? I mean, the romance of having this course be played very similar to the way it was played when the Open Championship was here back in the early 1900s. I think that kind of a tradition and romance holds sway with a lot of people. So they were kind of disappointed that it had been extended. It does obviously make the hole a lot tougher. It's going to make the approach shots tougher, which is what the RNA wanted. They wanted to see that the road near the green and the road hole bunker actually came into play a little bit more than it has in the past. But that's the most dramatic change. It'll be interesting, though, because they did say today during the RNA's press conference that if the winds blow, similar to what was going on today, they might actually go back to the old tee box because they don't want it to be too difficult here.
Just another minute left here with Ryan Harrington from Golf World. Ryan, I know this may be stepping over the line a little bit, but no, they're not going to come out and say this. Do Americans play the British Open because it is tradition? It's so quirky that you just see so many players not have success there, and that maybe they'd just rather stay over here and play an event? Or does it still hold the luster of a major championship, even if it wasn't at St. Andrews?
Oh, it still holds the luster. You know, you do have players who realize, hey, I'm just not going to play very well here, and have decided point blank, I'm not going to play in this championship. I mean, I think famously Scott Hoke, when he was in his heyday in the 80s, and even a couple years ago, Kenny Perry mentioning that he wasn't going to play over here and stayed over in the U.S. I think he's probably the biggest name that's done it of late. But, you know, to be famous in this game, to be considered one of the best and go down in history, you need to win major championships. And, you know, they only play four a year, and if you're going to skip one of them, you're really going to damage your chances of really being remembered in this game. And the British Open and its tradition, I think has held sway with a lot of people. It's interesting when you listen to Stuart Sink talk about being an Open champion and what it meant to win that championship last year. You know, here's a guy who, winning a major championship was actually going to put him in a new level, and it did. And he was very, very proud to be able to say he's won this tournament. And I think when you see the Claret Jug, when you see the way that the fans respect the game over here and the way they treat the Americans, they treat them as well as you could possibly imagine. I think it's a real big deal to play in this event, and I think the players understand that. So it's a treat, even if it wasn't St. Andrews, to play in the British Open.
Ryan, what's for dinner tonight?
Pardon me, you broke up there a second. What was it?
What's for dinner tonight? What do you have to eat in Scotland?
I'd stay away from the haggis. I'll go with the, if I need to go with the local fare, fish and chips is fine by me. So we try to go conservative on this trip just to make sure we don't go too crazy. But, bar food, pub food, hey, that's the best atmosphere to begin with, so I don't mind any of that.
All right, we'll let you get back to work. Ryan Harrington from Golf World, live from St. Andrews in the British Open, joining us here on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the Open and stay warm over there, Ryan. Thanks for the time.
I appreciate it. It's my pleasure. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Ryan. Oh, what a great time, huh? Wind, cold, sweaters.
We ever had somebody on from Europe?
You mean actually live from
Europe?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it? Crazy. Crazy.
In the technology age.
Daddy, Tiger Woods or the field?
Oh. You know, everybody thinks Tiger struggled so bad, but he's finished fourth in both of the majors this year.
Right, and he wants it. He wants it bad, and it's just, if he can keep hitting good shots, don't get frustrated.
To be honest, what Tiger wants, Tiger gets. Ask the ladies.
I will tell you this, Rory McIlroy, looking at Bodog, 16-1, whatever. You know, he's more of a favorite than Ernie Els, Lee Westwood, and Patrick Harrington. Justin Rose, 16-1. No. Ain't happening. No, Justin Rose. I think you are going to have a pleasant surprise if it's not Tiger.
Who do you get a...
I think somebody strange like a Colin Montgomery or Sergio Garcia, one of these non-major winners that really wants to win that we haven't heard about, that hasn't been playing that well, comes out of nowhere. You hope it's not a no-name. Graham McDowell, you're cool. You're a no-name. Let's hope it's not a no-name that wins at St. Andrews.
I believe Tom Watson played with like a 16-year-old a year ago.
Molinari.
Now he's getting to play with somebody his own age. Roy Ishikawa, he's 18.
Yes, he will. It'll be interesting. And again, if they have to play in horrid conditions tomorrow, that knocks all the old guys out, knocks every one of them out. Because if they can come out and play on a nice day and get off to a comfortable start where they think they're just going through a leisurely stroll in the park, they play better golf like Greg Norman did a couple of years ago, Tom Watson did last year. We'll find out. It's a fun tournament because it's on live on ESPN starting at 3 a.m. Central Time. We want to thank Wyatt Thompson, the voice of Kansas State. We want to thank Ryan Harrington, senior writer for Golf World, joining us all the way from the old course at St. Andrews. 12 teams in 12 days continues tomorrow, Daddy. Who we got?
We got Chris Lovell, RedRaidersports.com. Talk about the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Also, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. All that and more. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!